So look, if you want to grow your wealth, your income, and increase the amount of time off, then these are the shortcuts that can help. Welcome to the Wealth Creation Podcast.
And we are live. Welcome to the Mindset and Hustle Show. Today's Friday. It's the first time I've been out of the house and gone to a coffee shop for about 11 weeks. It feels really weird. But very nice to go do that. There's a loud bird tweeting over there. I'm going to go shoot it in a minute, which I'm not going to do, obviously. But it's making a lot of noise. Anyway, welcome to the show. Hope you're well today. And in this session, I want to go through some goal setting for 2020. Because it's like 2020 has just been written off by a lot of people. And I'm not really convinced that it should be written off. So if we were to put this as a diagram, by the way, this is my new whiteboard, so get to use it. I don't know how wide it is. It's so wide. It's huge. Anyway, let's look at how many months have we got left. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. Yeah, you can see that. Okay, so this is your year. This is 2020 in a nutshell. Do you like my whiteboard, by the way? It is so cool to actually have a giant whiteboard. Okay, so we've got, let's put all the months in there. So we've got January, Feb, March, April, May, June, July, August, September, October, November, and December. So these months have already written off. So we've lost January, that's already gone. We've lost February, that's already gone. We've lost May, that's already gone. April has already gone, and we are about to lose, what month are we in? May. We're about to lose May. So with that in mind, we've got all of this here, which is about what? About 60%? We've still got 60% of the year left. 60 out of 100. 60% of the year. So the question is, what are you going to do with this lot right here? And I think you need to set yourself some goals and some targets as to what you want to do. And I keep looking at the screen, by the way. So if you've got any comments, just stick them in down below and we'll go through those. So this is 2020. Let me rewrite that over here so we've got a bit of space. So this is 2020. Oh, gosh, I can't even write 2020 today. I had coffee from a coffee shop and it's like, okay, 2020. So here, what are we going to put in here? What should the targets be? So I think what you should be having is a number of different targets. So one of them should be financial. How much money are you going to generate between now, as we go into June, up to the end of this month? And it's different for everybody, okay? It might be £10,000 would make a big difference in your life. Especially, by the way, if it's additional income on top of the income that you currently get. Or it could be 20 grand, 30 grand, could be 100 grand. It could be £10,000 a month, in which case you've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. You've got 7 months, £70,000. How much is it? So let's just say, let's break it down. If you've got 7 months, let's say, what would make a big difference for you? Like, it just depends. I don't know. It depends. What would make a big difference for you? Stick it in a box. If you've got an answer, an extra 2 grand a month. Is that what would help you right now? An extra, like, I know you go, well, 100 grand a month, £1 million a month. Why not £1 trillion a month? But let's get realistic. You don't have to write it in the chat box. Just write down on a piece of paper, get it clear and firm inside your head, because we're going to take a look inside that in a second. Yes, we're going to look inside your head. So the first bit you want to look at is your income. We're going to do this from a business point of view, by the way. I could write things like health. We could write that stuff down, relationships, all that. But let's keep it with business for now. What about how many people are on your mailing list? So these are like KPIs. What KPIs do you want? So mailing list. So let's say on an income, we want, let's say, £20,000. I should have picked an easier one. I'm going to change that number, actually. Let me just pick an easier one. So if we said 3 grand a month. Oh, okay. Let's do £21,000, which is 3 per month. Can you see that on there? You can't see it because of the logo. Let me redo that. I'll do it a bit closer to the pattern side. So let's say you want to find £21,000, which is 3K per month. Great. What about your mailing list? Who's on your mailing list? How many people have you got on your mailing list? Let's say you've only got currently right now, let's put here that you're doing zero, because this is additional income. And let's say on here you've got, let's just say, 1,000 people on your mailing list. I reckon most people have not got 1,000 people on their mailing list. I reckon people have got maybe 200 or 300 on their mailing list. Maybe 500 on a good day. So let's just put that as 400, somewhere in the middle. How about we can get that mailing list to 1,000? Would life be better if you could get mailing list to 1,000? And by the way, do you think there's a direct correlation between how much money you're going to make here and how many people on that mailing list? Yeah, I would say so, wouldn't you? So what else? Anyone else got something that you could put in a box that we might want to look at as KPIs? Let's say you've got a private Facebook group, and let's say you've got 100 people in there, and we want to get that to 1,000 as well. And they may or may not be the same 1,000, but let's just assume they're different people for now. So you've got a total of here, you've only got 500, and here you've now got 2,000. So you've got a fourfold the amount of people that are on your mailing list. Now, the reason why this is really important is that if you've got more people on your mailing list and more people inside your Facebook group, then you can sell more stuff to them, okay? And the whole reason why we have a Facebook group is that we, like I'm live in this Facebook group, although we are live on YouTube as well, but the reason why we go live in a Facebook group is we want to build trust and authenticity, and we want to build rapport. We want people to get to know us, because then when people know us, then they're going to start to buy some more stuff. That's the whole point, right? Plus, it's lots of fun, because now you're starting to build relationships. You find out more about people than just like this surface level, this surface level where you don't really know anything about them. You don't know if they've got 3 kids or one's just been born or what they do for a living or the pet's just died. Or we want to get into that, because that's what life is. Building these relationships is what makes it fun, right? Russell Brunson said, if you've got 1,000 people who love you, you'll never go poor. You'll never go hungry. You'll have a great business. You know, 1,000 people at £30 a month, is that 30 grand a month? You know, that's a lot of money, £360,000 a year. And that's where we want to head towards. And you do this by increasing your mailing list, increasing your group, which will in turn increase your income per month. So let's just talk about income while I get rid of this. But I want you to realize that you're only 60% of you're only 40% of the way through. You've still got 60% of the year left, which is 7 months. We're going to turn that into £3,000 a month extra. And in this next section, we're going to talk about how we actually get £3,000 a month extra. Would that be useful? Give me a yee-haw in the box if you think that's useful. And then people who are watching this will come back later and go, why are people yee-hawing in this group? I just think that would be quite funny. So you type yee-haw if you're watching this. But at least I know that you're actually alive and listening and so on. Okay, so next bit then is £3,000. What's that going to look like? And we call this the money matrix. Okay? What does £3,000 look like? Well, it might be selling something at £1 and selling it to 3,000 people. Fairly obvious, right? Takes a lot of time to sell even a quid to 3,000 people. The next one would be £10 to 300 people. Now, that could be some kind of membership site. It could be, for example, one of the products that we're going to create is a how to create a podcast. We've had hundreds of thousands of people download our podcasts. They're great for business, by the way. And we're going to show people how to do that. It's going to be about £7, I reckon. That's the price point. But you could pretend it's £10 for now. We just need 300 people to buy that every single month, I should add. That's still quite a big ask. Something like that needs to be a recurring product. So it's small enough so people go, oh, a tenner, go on then, I'll do that. And then it has to be a recurring product so that person signs up again and again and again. So something like a newsletter, group coaching of some kind, but it's very small numbers. You know, it's £10 for goodness sake. So you have to keep that in mind. So the next one then would be £100 times 30 people. Actually, I'm going to change that. Don't want that one, because there's another one there, which is £30 times 100 people. Now, actually, that's a bit easier, isn't it? £30 a month, would someone pay £30 a month? I've actually just signed up on a Facebook ads thing
£27 a month. I think he's got 30 other people in that group. So he's making a grand a month, recurring, okay? But to get £3,000, you need 100 people, so that's all right. The next one would be the £100 times 30 people. Whoops. So what would that be? You know, if you charged your coaching out at an hour, okay, £100 an hour, and you did 30 hours a month, which is what, about seven and a bit hours every single week. You could work Saturday or just work Sunday or work 2 hours on an evening, and you could get that. That's £3,000 a month. That's your £21,000. That'll get you an extra £21,000 by the end of this year. For most people, that would be quite nice. The next part of this one would be £300 times 10 people. That sounds nice and easy, doesn't it? A £300 product, and you've got to make 10 sales a month. So that, again, that could be a coaching session. It might be two coaching calls at 300 quid, getting 10 clients every single month on recurring. Sign them up for, say, a 12-month contract or a 7-month contract to get them up to the end of the year would tie in quite nicely. This is for the year 2020. Or you could go with £1,000 times 3 people. Now, what would that be? Now, it depends what this is. So each one of these different things have different levels. So like for a pound, that's really hard, I think, by the way. So I'm going to cross that out. But I don't like that. Honestly, to sell a product for a pound to 3,000 people, this is the difficulty here, is finding a pen that works. It's finding 3,000 people every single month that are going to keep buying that £1 thing. I think that's quite hard, personally. So let's get rid of it. Like, I can't even think of what that might be. If you can think of something that you can sell for a pound that's on some kind of residual income, and stick it in a box, I'd like to know what that is. Can't really think of much, quite honestly. What about a £10 product? What would that be? We're just making a document, actually. Not a document, a training course for somebody. They're making it, and we're kind of uploading it to the training course area. But they're doing it for £20, okay? But, you know, you could maybe create a 5-module video training course. You could sell it for 10 quid. You could have lots and lots of value in there. And on a value ladder, which is what, let me show you what a value ladder looks like. A value ladder is just where you've got like a free product at the bottom, you know, to get an email address. You might have a £10 product, a £100 product, and a £1,000 product. So this one would be this one right here, a £10 trading product. It could be whatever it is that you decide to do. You know, so for example, one of my products is a £27 product, which is the property sourcing training. That comes in here for me. It's not the same for everybody, but for me personally, we've got a £27 product, and we're seeing how many we can sell every single month. And we don't sell 100 a month, but we're doing all right on it. It makes a good income when we look at it from an annual point of view. It's a great income. And actually, we easily do a grand a month, easy. And we created that back in February. We don't even do anything for that now. We just sell it. All the content is already created and it's just going out automatically. And I've got a team that creates that anyway. But for us, that works really well. But for a £10 product, like a little £10 introductory training course, the issue that I've got is it's not a residual monthly recurring income. And really, that's what you want. So you could have a networking event, for example. But on a networking event at £10, you need to get 300 people in a month. That's a lot of people. Could be an online networking event, like speed networking in Leeds, for example, £10. That's not a bad idea, is it? I quite like that one. I was thinking about that just a couple of days ago. I quite like that as an idea. Like a speed networking, but it's online, it's £10 a month, and you have little breakout rooms. What a great idea. I don't think the software exists for that right now. And here we are in lockdown. Someone somewhere should have designed the software. Should have been me. Okay. So that one, I still think is hard. So let me put a red line for it. Honestly, I think that's hard. What is easier is here. This one, I like. A £30 product times 100 a month equals £21,000 over 6 months. That's £100. It's £3,000 a month over 6 months. Oh, it's 18,000. 7 months it is. Sorry. There's 7 months left of 2020. So £30, selling 100 times every single month is £21,000 over the next 7 months. You see how we've done this? This is what your goal setting needs to look like. Now, people go, yeah, but I want to goal set 12 months from now. Well, you can do that. I've just chosen December as being the year end to get rid of 2020, because let's face it, if you bought a 2020 journal, well, that's a waste of money. Do you know what I mean? I'm not keen on that. I want to get rid of 2020. I'm saying that, someone's just asked me, and I've not spoken to him since lockdown. It's like, how's it going? I'm like, it's up and down. Homeschooling, that's difficult. We had a cat that died. That's hard. But we just acquired 50% of the letting agency. That's really cool. We're selling more than we've ever sold before. So we've got this, you know, 2020 is not bad, but it's had some bad moments in it. But that's why we did it like this. Anyway, I quite like the £30 price point, but you shouldn't end there. You shouldn't just have a £30 price point. I've called it 27 in here. Let's just change up to 30. You should also have one of these. What's your £100 product? Like, if you've got a £100 product and you can go on to some kind of residual on that, so that could be some kind of coaching. I like that. I love that as an idea. You can charge £100 an hour and get 30 people every single month on a seven-month training program. You've just made £21,000. Right here, so let's just start putting some arrows. So when we go back to our value model, you've got a £30 product. We don't want that one there. You've got a £30 product, you're selling that, and you've got a £100 product. Now you're not making £21,000. You're making £42,000. How do you like them apples? I don't know why I said that. 42 grand. How's that going to help you in the next 7 months? This is how you do it. You've got to break it down. This money matrix, let's put that up there. Money, I don't know if you can see that. Money matrix. I'm getting carried away with my whiteboard. Oh, it's a little bit, you can't quite see it. There we go. So £3,000 per month. This is what it looks like. I know it looks a bit squiffy, but that's my handwriting for it. So this one I like as well. You could do two of those. Then what if you had a VIP, elite, whatever it happens to be? Like, for example, what you could do, like I do this here in Spain, but we're going to swap it up a little bit. But we allow people to come out to the villa, at least we did last year before coronavirus. And it was like 1,500 quid, £2,000, somewhere around there. But you could do, okay, where people book it in advance, 10 months in advance, and they pay £300 a month. And they all come at different times. But you could do something like that, some kind of elite or VIP type coaching. Or you could do something else. You could come in and do some training on a weekend or during a week. But it needs to be live or that kind of thing. Or you could do a two-day weekend seminar. How about that? Let's work with that. So we've done that one here. Let's add a £300 product. How about that? A two-day weekend seminar that gets all of your information, wraps it all up and puts it into a two-day seminar. So you've got, you know, six sessions of an hour and a half each. That's 9 hour days times two. Quite intense. But you could do that once a month, and doing something like that really doesn't matter if you get one person or if you get 100 people. You're still doing the same amount of work. Doesn't really matter. But it's a live event. It's not pre-recorded, and that's where the value is, because it's alive and they have Q&A and that kind of thing. So that would work as well. You just need 10 people at that signing up. So if you've got this one, and this one, that's £63,000. I mean, I reckon that's probably a full-time income. By the way, that's in 7 months, not a year. That's not an annual income. If you're to extrapolate that, you're talking 100 grand, because 7 months is 60% of the year. That'd be 100 grand a year if that's your model moving forward. So you could do that one. This one I think gets a bit harder, and I'm actually going to cross this one out because I think this one is harder. What are you going to sell for £1,000? Now, I know some trainers who are selling stuff for £1,000, okay? Facebook user, whoever that was, you didn't type anything. But thank you. So we know people who are selling weekend trading courses for £2,000, £1,000. I don't think that exists anymore. I think people are waking up and going, hold on a minute. I'm not spending 2 days in a weekend seminar happy clapping. Like, I've done that, by the way. I've been there in the room happy clapping. And honestly, I've had massive breakthroughs through NLP, Chris Howard training, etc. And I paid $25,000 at one point to go through the whole training, worth every single penny. But that was 10 years ago. And we don't live in that world anymore. Unless you're Tony Robbins playing at the top of your game, I don't think we live in that world. So let's rule it out for now, because this is what I want you to focus on. I'm loving these pens, by the way. They've got the size of a nib on those. They're really cool. What we want to do is, let's get rid of some of this mess. What we want to then do is we want to focus on three. And we do this in a step-by-step manner. Let's just remove these all together. Let's tidy them up a little bit. Okay. So the next one then is, what did we say? £30 times 100 equals 3K. Times 7 is 21. I'm just checking it. You can see it on the board. The next one is £300 times 10. Have I missed one out there? Yes, we missed one out. We missed 100, didn't we? So the next price point then is £100 times 30. It's basically the same, right? It's just swapped. It's the same 3K times 7 equals 21,000. And then the next one might be a £300 product. That could be the two-day weekend. You just need 10 people. So 2 days. You do this once a month. 2 days. It's not monthly recurring income, which I don't like. But it still gets you 3K a month times 7 is 21,000. It's £63,000. Now, I'm interested. So let me ask you a question here. And I don't know how many people are just like watching but not listening. Let me ask you a question. How difficult is this? Do you think this is really hard? Or is this, now it's broken down, is this actually quite easy? I know you need more information on how to actually set this up, but actually, is this something you can see yourself doing? Can you see yourself making a product for 30 quid and selling it 100 a month? You might not get 100. You might get 25. 25 is still 750 quid a month. That's what, £8,500 a year over 10 months? I'll take it. I'll take an £8,500 product. I'm happy with that. £8,500 a year for creating one product that you then sell 25 copies a month of for the next 5 years. I'd do that. And then you'd make another one, wouldn't you? And another one and another one. So I think this is fairly doable. What do you think? Stick it in a box, let me know. This one, is this some kind of life coaching, I think we said? And you might be at the stage where you go, oh, I can't charge £100 an hour. Can't do that. And you need to move away from charging per hour. You're actually charging for a result and your experience and your knowledge. You're not charging per hour. Because if you're charging per hour, you could hire someone from the Philippines for $3 an hour. But they can't do what you can do here. That's why it's £100 an hour, right? So if you're a coach, can you do £100 an hour and sell 30 sessions a month? That right there is a 3K a month income, £21,000 in the next 7 months. I quite like that. And then finally, and by the way, you do this step by step by step. This is not for you to do tomorrow and have it done from start to finish, all three sections. And this is what people get confused with. We had a phone call last week with someone who's going to come on board and use our services for digital marketing and so on. And this is basically what they're creating. And they've got this program, they've got this program. All the outlines are done, not a single video has been recorded. And it's like, dude, you need to do this one. Focus on that one. Forget the other two. Yeah, but I want the other two. But forget about them for now. You ain't getting it done. You need to get the thing done and finished and sold. One of the guys that I know, he's got this idea, he's got great ideas. The thing isn't finished, and it's been like that for probably 12 months, and it's not been finished. And he's worried about marketing and, like, dude, forget about marketing. You haven't got a product yet. You can't sell anything until you've created it. And I know some people go, well, you could pre-sell it to see if there's an interest. And yeah, that's fairly valid. That's one of the things we recommend on the rapid creation course. But there's another side of it where if people say, like, if I created this, would you buy it? People go, yeah. And then you create it and people don't buy it. So like, the proof is in the pudding for me, right? And if you're giving so much value, we saw one of the testimonials that went out today, and they were like, the product needed a 9 before it. Because it was so much value in that £27 product, it was a ridiculous price. Great, so we're overdoing on the value. That's exactly what we want. That's exactly how it should be. But can you do this one first, this top one? Can you do that? Can you create a £30 product and sell 100 a month? Or 10 a month would be a start. 10 a month is £3,600 a year. Let's just do this matrix again, because I want you to be absolutely sure you get it. Moving my whiteboard. The beauty of this whiteboard is, by the way, is that it actually turns over as well. I feel like a physics professor. Because it turns over. It's really cool. Anyway, I just want you to get this. Let's say you have a £30 product times 10 times 25. I'll just do that again. Times 50 times 100. Because some people would go, well, what's the point on that? I can't get rich selling £30 products. And I would agree to some extent, but it's a stepping stone. Everything in life is a stepping stone to the next bit. Think about where you were 10 years ago, 5 years ago, 2 years ago to now, and then fast forward that for 2 years from now, 5 years from now, 10 years from now. It all starts on this price point. It doesn't have to be 30 quid, could be 27, could be 47, could be 97. Depends what it is that you do. But £30 a month is what? What's that? £300 a month. I couldn't do the maths there. Per month. If you're selling 25, what did we say that was? Is that 750? Yes. Is that right? 750? No one's going to answer me, so I'll just assume it is right. This one's 1,500, and this one is £3,000. Every single month, per month, is that worth doing? Is that worth starting on this low-priced product? And by the way, we sell this. This is one of the things that we sell, is how to make an online training course. We sell the product for 27 quid. Is that, do you think, maybe start of our value ladder? Again, let's draw that out. We've got a £27 product. What else do we have? We have a couple of £27 products. And then we have products which depends on what you buy, will depend on what it is for the digital marketing agency. We've got a lettings agency. That's a £295 product, for example, or a tenant find. Or sometimes, depending on what the deal is, we'll make £2,500 on a finder's fee for doing a deal, like the selling a pre-packaged, a pre-sourced property deal. So we have all sorts of price points up here. We have business coaching, £5,000 a year. That's 12 months. So our value ladder, but it all starts with this one right here. Change that back to 30. This is where it starts, and this is where you've got to start creating if you want to start generating more cash flow. And some people will go £300 a month, Dan. That's a lot of work just to make £300 a month, but that is £3,600 a year. This one is £759,000 a year. How would £9,000 every year help? Can you pay your mortgage off in 15 years of that? Depends, £150,000-ish. This is £18,000 a year, and this is £36,000 a year. Let's just go back to this one, though, because this one I want to just highlight. £300 a month. Because some people go, 300 quid a month? What is the point on that? First of all, you're only selling 10. The idea is you sell more than 10. If you got to, like, you know, one a day, 30 days, that's £9,000 a year. That's not bad, is it? Can you sell one item at 27 quid a day? Some sort of training? Yeah, I would say so. Well, I know so, because we're doing it. One day we sold like 17 copies. I think we sold like 22 or 23. Ridiculous. Other days we sold none. Other days we sold one and two, three or four, five or six. It just depends. It goes up and down. But £300 a month, which is £3,600 a year, honestly, £300 a month is life-changing for some people. And I don't have an issue. If someone said to me, Dan, come and do this work, it's going to take you 2 days of hard work, and you're going to make £300 a month for the rest of your life, I'm there in a flash. Where do I have to go? Where do I sign up? You know, well, you've got to go to Australia. I'm there. I pay my own flight. Do you know what I mean? Because it's going to cost me £3,000, let's say, to go out and create that, but I'm going to get a return on that investment. We've just got a property deal right now, and all our money's spent on various investments. And I'm looking at this deal, it's £100,000, and it's got a £15,000 income. We put a mortgage on that. I can't do the maths on it, by the way. But if you put a mortgage on that, you've got £75,000. Let's call it £350. You're going to make £1,000 a month off that property deal, right? Just like you put your £30,000 down, you make £1,000 a month. Great, for the rest of your life. Would you sign up for something like that? Well, why wouldn't you? This is how you get wealthy. Because you have this coming in. You have that coming in. You have that coming in. And you have that coming in. All these different price points here. Whatever the product is, you have a mismatch of things coming up. Life is not this straight line where, you know, success. Let me redo that. I'm sure you've seen this. This graph. What we think success is. What we think it is and what success actually looks like. Like you're here or you're here or you're here, but you're going to have a dip at some point. That's just normal. Everybody thinks, yeah, no, Dan, I don't want to do that. I just want a £300 a month product. I just want one and I'm just going to sell it. I'm going to sell 10 a month. Yeah, yeah, I'm going to sell 10 a month and I'm going to be doing that for the next 10 years. And that is where I'm going to be. Yes, baby, that's it. And that's what people think it is. Sorely mistaken. I don't know a single successful person who's done that. We know a lot of successful people, do a lot of money, do deals all day, every day. This is what their life looks like. We speak to them. They wake up in the middle of the night worried that they're going to lose it because we're up here, knowing that at some point it's going to go up and down again. That's how it goes. That's what life looks like. So you've got to have a multitude of different products. Grant Cardone, who's kind of going off the rails a little bit with his everyone get back to work and COVID's nothing, take that mask off. I just don't like what he's up to right now. But anyway, he's absolutely got this bit right because he's got price products from a pound, from a dollar, up to $20,000, $100,000. If you want to hire Grant Cardone for coaching, you can do it. It's going to cost you $100,000, like an hour a month, something like that. But he's got price point all the way up and people are paying, by the way, the $100,000. That's what people pay. Some people will do that. And they'll also only buy the wristband for a pound. That's what people will do. And you've got to replicate some of that and you've got to get your money matrix in place and have something similar. All right, loads of training in there. You've got to kind of feel sorry for people that are missing this stuff because this stuff is like gold, right? Like if you're watching this and you're going, shit, that makes sense. Think about all the people that either don't watch it or come into the group and then leave the group. Or they're watching it and going, no, it's not for me. It's not for you. Making money, £3,000, £9,000, £18,000, and £36,000 every single month. Like, that's not for you in a money matrix. What are you doing? What are you hoping for? What do you think life is going to give you? Life doesn't give you lemons. It gives you a smack in the mouth. Remember, bailiffs take your car away. And then you get lucky. And then you're flying high and think you're great. And then life slaps you across the face again, and you're back to where you began. And this is what that success looks like right there. If this is not for you, I'm not sure what is for you. But it's something for you to have a think about and work through what your money matrix needs to look like. And that, my friends, will do us for today. That's Friday's Mindset and Hustle Show done. We're live on Monday again in the Business Growth Show. Come and join me for that. Other than that, have yourself a great weekend. Stay safe out there or inside. And we'll speak to you on Monday. Take care, guys.
Hey, it's Dan here. Thank you for listening. Really appreciate each and every one of you. Please click like or subscribe to the entire podcast.